The second annual Albany Book Festival, hosted by the New York State Writers Institute at the University at Albany, will be held this Saturday, September 14th, on the university's Uptown campus. The inaugural event last fall drew 5,000 book lovers to the campus. So how do you follow it up? Well, you make it bigger and even cooler. The Albany Book Festival will bring together dozens of critically acclaimed and best-selling authors on a diverse range of genres, including history, cooking, gardening, romance, memoir, depression, running, and mental health. The festival will also feature in-conversation events with pairs of authors on stage, panel discussions with up-and-coming writers from Africa, notable Latina authors, and young adult authors, as well as book signings and writing workshops. Headlining authors include National Book Award winner Joyce Carol Oates and Pulitzer Prize winner Eric Foner, along with Jamaica Kincaid, Sylvia Day, Jonathan Santlover, Harold Holzer, just to name a few. 100 local authors and exhibitors on hand as well. Writers Institute Director Paul Grondahl joins us this morning for a preview of this most cool event, and we welcome Paul back to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, Joe. Hearing you read that list, it's amazing. You know,
Hopefully you're impressed.
I am impressed. Luckily, I have an amazing team that's pulled this all together.
Now, so at the beginning of your time at the festival, at the Institute, this was something you wanted to do is to have a book festival in Albany.
Exactly. There had been a couple that had sort of fits and starts a decade or two decades ago, but we felt like we should really put our stamp on something that celebrates authors, editors, booksellers, publishers, and readers. I mean, readers are, as you know, that's the biggest part of the equation, people who buy and read and talk about books. So we're really excited with the success of our inaugural event, and this year we are coming on even stronger.
So when you put it together, what are you looking to do? Because I would think, obviously, you're looking to attract people from the community, you're looking to attract students, you're looking really everybody.
Absolutely. It's really for the community, but it starts with the students. We are at the University at Albany. We're a very large and diverse campus, so we have a lot of student volunteers. We have students, you know, directing people in from the parking lot. We have a big campus. If people haven't been there, there will be volunteers to help get you to the right venues. And it's really a celebration of this whole region. As you know, the book show is a perfect example that there is a love and a demand for great writing and great literature in this region.
So when you put it together, I assume you start with a list. Like, there's okay, here's the wish list.
Exactly.
And then you go through and say, all right, well, who can we get? When can we get them?
We're not going to name any names.
No,
so, you know,
but
we always go for big names, and we also had some people drop out after we thought we had them. So there's always a juggling act. We also want diversity. I mean, our campus is over 40% students of color, nearly a third first-generation students. So we really want to appeal to a wide range. You know, as you can see, we're not all, you know, literary fiction. We have gardening, brewing, like you said, grief and running. We really want to appeal to a wide range of people's interests and reading habits.
When you think about it and you look at the authors, of course, but then you have these in-conversation events, and what I think is fascinating, hopefully you can give us a few examples, that you pair interesting people with each other, which I think is neat because it's never quite established who the interviewee is. It's just a conversation between two very incredible talents.
Exactly. I mean, Danny Shapiro and Will Schwalbe. I've known Will for quite a while, and it also helps to get people committed, and then they can sort of ask their friends. So he is close to Danny Shapiro. They both write memoirs. They're both great readers, and they're going to be in conversation about writing memoir. We have Marion Roach Smith, who's a great supporter of ours, a great memoir teacher, interviewing Maher Jaffrey about Indian cooking, but about memoir writing, about, you know, acting in the Merchant Ivory films. And again, Marion helped bring Maher Jaffrey. So it always helps when we have somebody behind us and committed to us to help us bring other authors. And we ask them, who would you want to be in conversation with? So that'll make a great event. People know each other. They're comfortable with each other.
You have events going on inside. You have events going on outside. It is a 3 or 4 ring circus,
yes,
at any given time, because you have events going on simultaneously.
Right. There's probably like at least 6 things simultaneous. And some people criticized us for that. But I said, like, we're just starting to grow. I mean, this might get much bigger in upcoming years. You know, you go to some book festivals, Miami Book Festival or the one in Washington, and they're much, much larger. So you're not going to be able to see everything. You have to kind of like a menu, pick and choose. One thing that surprised us last year were the writing workshops. I mean, this area is full of very accomplished published writers, but also aspiring authors. And those workshops, we weren't prepared. We had them in smaller rooms, and all of a sudden, they were overflowing. So we added more this year, and we added larger rooms. So a lot of people come to book festivals hoping to get ideas, techniques, and inspiration from accomplished authors, and that's what we'll provide.
And really cool people, just to name a few, Stu Bartow, who is a friend of our program's about how to haiku, Matt Futterman, who is he's a marathon sports writer guy, right?
Yeah, and he's also at the New York Times, deputy sports editor. Yeah,
very nice. And MC Hall on YA in middle grade,
right.
And just Reef Larson, and the list goes on. I mean, you're learning from some really cool people.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Again, like the entire book festival, free and open to the public. Bookhouse will be selling there. Our bookstore on campus will be selling there. SUNY Press, a lot of small presses. This is the time, you know, to stock up on fall reading and to get your book signed and have a conversation with these great writers.
We will certainly talk about the big names coming to the festival in just a moment, but I do want to do a shout out to, because I mentioned it in the introduction, 100 local authors. This is a really good opportunity for these local authors to come. They'll be in the Campus Center Ballroom,
right,
and have people meet them for the first time, or perhaps meet them after hearing about their work, and that's a nice opportunity.
We think it brings a forum to, you know, everybody wants an audience. Everybody wants to be able to connect with their readers, and this is a chance where hundreds and hundreds of people will be sort of meandering, snaking through those rows and rows of authors with their local books, and they'll have a chance to talk about their book.
Paul Grondahl is director of the New York State Writers Institute. We are talking about the second annual Albany Book Festival, which takes place September 14th on the University Uptown campus this Saturday, September 14th from 10 to 5. When it's all said and done, you look at the great authors that are coming. I mean, Joyce Carol Oates is
I know, we were so excited to get her. And again, Jonathan Santlifor, who's become a friend of ours and a friend of mine, he and Joyce Carol Oates have both written beautiful memoirs on grief. They both lost spouses. They became good friends. I knew Jonathan. He came last year. I said, hey, Jonathan, who would you want to, you know, be in conversation with? He said, Joyce Carol Oates. I said, we would love to have Joyce Carol Oates. So anyway, that's how these things happen, which is really nice.
And nobody asked, but just because I know this, I'll say it. But as of right now, she has 3 books that came out in the last 2 months.
Is she over 100, Joe?
I don't know.
She's up there.
That's amazing.
I know. I don't think she sleeps, but
no, yeah. But good for her.
I know.
That's really great.
I
was very excited Jamaica Kincaid is coming.
Yeah, and she's got this children's book, and her illustrator, Ricardo Cortez, is coming too. So that will be, you know, we also have a large children's book room, which is great. We have people like Susan Verde who will be getting up and moving with yoga. So we do appeal from, and last year I moved all around. I saw people from 2 to 92, which is great, you know.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
And so we mentioned some of the YA stuff. You also, for romance writing, you have Sylvia Day. She's a big deal, Sylvia Day.
I have to admit, I don't read a lot of romance novels, but when people said, you know, who they would like, that her name rose to the surface, and we were very excited that she could come because romance is a huge genre, you know. So we also try to appeal to the people who come, and they gave us some suggestions, and we were happy, really happy to get her.
Eric Foner is coming.
Yeah, he's great. Again,
Pulitzer Prize winner.
Harold Holzer is a friend of ours, friend of mine forever. We were asking him, hey, who would you want to be in conversation with? And he mentioned Eric Foner. So Eric Foner said, sure, I'll come. So they're each doing, you know, a conversation and a solo event. Holzer has a new novel on Monument Men, Daniel Chester French, the Lincoln Monument. And Foner has a new book on Reconstruction and what it means And he is, you know, one of the brilliant historians of our time, and Harold Holzer, too, in terms of Lincoln scholarship and that era, Civil War era. To have them in conversation and to have each of them presenting separately is a real treat.
Nick Flynn was going to be there.
Yeah. These were, again, we try to partner. The more we can collaborate and sort of, you know, open it up to other people, the better we are. So Yaddo, I've been in touch with them. I'm trying to see what we can do together. They said, hey, we have some authors. What do you think? And I said, well, we have this end of the day great outdoor stage available. And they got John Searles and Nick Flynn, who are Yaddo artists who have been in residence there. They both happen to have big movies coming out based on their books, which is really interesting. Again, we think, you know, they will have appeal to a different audience than the gardening writers or the Latina writers panel or the African writers panel. So we really want to broaden it and hope that there's something for everyone.
And that idea of the international flair of the Latin panel, right. The African panel, right. I mean, that's really fascinating.
It is. You know, I mean, I'm lucky. I've been director of the Writers Institute for the last little over 2 years. But I came, Mark Koplik, who you know, I mean, he's been doing our programming, taking the lead on it for 25 years since he was a graduate student. We've got Jennifer Kowalski, who's phenomenal. It's not easy getting 40 authors moving around the country to Albany at the right time with transportation. She handles all that. And Mike Huber does all of our promotion, marketing, social media. So we have a great team, and then we supplement it with student volunteers and community volunteers, because it's a big lift. It's a big day.
You have you'll be discussing memoir with Allison Bataki, and the person leading that discussion is Abigail Thomas, who is a dear friend of mine and just a great, fantastic, beautiful writer.
I'm looking forward to meeting her. There's a lot of the writers here that I don't knew. I remembered Allison Pataki when her father was governor, yeah. And you know, they've both had terrible personal tragedies that they've written about. And again, some people said, you know, it sounds a little heavy, you know, grief or depression, or it's like that's part of life. That's really something we should address. You know?
There's certainly a lot. Did you learn from last year? Do people kind of dip in, dip out? Do people come for the entire day? Did you learn anything in the flow of traffic?
We learned that some people couldn't find their car at the end of the day. We had to escort them out.
Well, that's just SUNY. I have to admit that.
It does. Those four quads look like mirror images. So anyway, we did learn that some people stay on the same seat for the whole day.
People come in.
And others just want to move around. Some are real book collectors and they just want to get books signed. You know, some people do come in and out of programs, so we hope they sit on the side or the back, so they don't disrupt other people. But it's interesting. Everybody sort of crafts their own book festival.
The other thing is that you mentioned the autograph books. That's always cool.
Right.
I mean, that's a big part of it. People want to have that meet and greet time.
I find so many collectors that have hundreds of books signed by authors, which is great.
And then we talked about the workshops, we talked about the signings, but the other thing too is that there is and you touched on this at the very beginning, you have like-minded people together. You have people who enjoy books, who enjoy reading, who enjoy authors and wanting to be an author perhaps. There's a lot going on.
And we're in the media world. So much of it is so angry and so divisive. I did not see one sense of bitterness or angerness last year, and I hope there won't be this year. You can lay that aside. You know, you can enjoy books and writing without getting into, you know, dark red, dark blue every moment. So I really think this is almost like a respite from this angry arguing and fighting that goes on all the time. And there is nothing. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Joe, you are a great champion of books and one of the great readers and interviewers, but there's something about losing yourself in a book that you can just be transported. You know,
yeah.
It's the best, cheapest international travel or vacation that you can think of.
So my final question to you is, when you think of this as being now such a part of the Writers Institute itself and fitting into that mission of what you do, it's just this bomb at the beginning of the semester,
right?
And then you have to keep going with other events.
We go straight through to December 4th with Salman Rushdie, which is exciting. He's got a new novel, a sort of satire play on Don Quixote, spelled differently, but pronounced Don Quixote. And anyway, in between, we've got three dozen other events. But we really wanted a big annual fall event that can grow. And as people will find out in our program, which is coming for the fall, we are announcing that we're launching an inaugural Albany Film Festival on March 28th, 2020.
So that's something else to get ready for.
We feel like we can create and do these big, useful, important, uplifting public events, because it's right in our wheelhouse. It's what we should be doing, you know, starting these conversations, lifting up this region, talking about things that we can agree on. You know, we can agree on sometimes what's a great movie, what's a great book. And anyway, we feel like our classic film series has been a signature of the Writers Institute for 35 years. It was time we stepped up and created a big event around film.
That big event for books is the second annual Albany Book Festival. It's hosted by the New York State Writers Institute at the University at Albany. It will be held Saturday, September 14th, from 10 to 5 on the university's Uptown campus. If you want to find out more and see the whole schedule, just go to their very cool website, albanybookfestival.com, albanybookfestival.com. Paul Grondahl is the director of the New York State Writers Institute. Paul, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
I look forward to it.
One final thing, come and get a free tote bag.
Oh, there you go.
That will bring hordes, right?
If you're going to get books, bring a tote bag, because otherwise they just go all over the place, and especially if you want to take good care of them.
So we'll give you a book festival tote bag if you show up.
Excellent. AlbanyBookFestival.com. Paul, thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.